This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Cellist Elisa Weilerstein and her husband, conductor Rafael Payare, are expecting their first baby this spring, a little girl who's already in the spotlight.
There's something about being on stage while pregnant, which is just, it's an incredible experience. Playing for this small creature who is, I've just started to feel the movements, and she actually reacts to some sort of different pieces and different music. And so it's actually, it's a really, really beautiful feeling to have this company on stage. Is really wonderful.
Elisa's new recording offers an intimate experience as well. It's her first recording with longtime duo partner, Israeli pianist Inan Barnatan.
We've been playing together for the past 7 years, and actually the Chopin Sonata, which is on the recording, is one of the very first pieces we played together. So we decided 2 years ago we wanted to put something on disc, and we wanted to, first of all, pick repertoire that we really felt this kind of primal, visceral connection to and love for. So the Chopin and Rachmaninoff, those were very easy choices for both of us, and those are pieces that we feel very, very comfortable with. We feel very comfortable with each other with that. And the fact that both these composers wrote so beautifully for the cello and wrote such a very interesting interplay between the cello and piano, this was something that we really wanted to kind of celebrate, because whenever we program, we try to choose pieces that have the most interesting interplay between the cello and the piano. So these were great examples of that.
Chopin's Sonata for Cello and Piano in G Minor was composed for his friend, cellist Auguste Franchomme, who also served as one of the pallbearers at Chopin's funeral. It was the last work published in Chopin's own lifetime, which perhaps explains its dark quality.
He said it was a tremendous struggle to write for this combination. I don't actually feel that when I play it. I mean, it sounds like he's been writing for cello his whole life, and it feels that way too. I mean, he takes full advantage of cello's capabilities, especially at that time. I mean, it was fairly virtuosic writing for that time. And actually, it's more adventurous in a way than Rachmaninoff's writing for cello was. Well, the first movement, in a way, is the darkest and perhaps the most adventurous. The other three movements, I think of them as kind of vignettes, in a way. The second movement could be compared to one of the mazurkas. The third movement, as you know, is this gorgeous, languid largo, which is 3.5 minutes, and it's, one can imagine it being sung in one breath, almost, by a really great singer who could hold his or her breath for 3.5 minutes.
Both the Chopin and the Rachmaninoff sonatas on this recording are in the same key signature. What significance, if any, is there to this shared key?
The key of G minor is a very, very tragic one, and both of these sonatas definitely have that characteristic, and they certainly have moments of real tragedy, I think, especially in the first movements of both of them. However, they both end on a very, very triumphant note. In fact, the last movement of the Rachmaninoff Sonata is entirely in G major. It starts in G major, it spends most of its time in major keys, and it's kind of a life affirmation.
If you're hearing these two sonatas for the first time, Elisa gives us some clues as to what to listen for. In the Rachmaninoff,
I would direct them for sure to the third movement. You can hear this almost Schubertian kind of interplay between light and dark. The opening 8 bars where the piano's playing alone is just, it sounds like an improvisation. When the cello starts soaring over that, and then the cello and the piano soar together, this is really, really moving.
The interplay between the instruments is enhanced by friendship, both the composer's performance partners and the performers on this recording. Chopin and Rachmaninoff performed them with very dear friends, and Elisa Weilerstein and Inan Barnatan perform these works with a deep connection both to their friendship and to this music. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.